Welcome to Bible Q&A with John MacArthur. This is Denny Nugent with today's question about worship. In the fourth chapter of John's Gospel, Jesus makes a fascinating statement to the Samaritan woman at the well. In verse 24, he tells her, "God is spirit, and those who worship him must worship in spirit and truth." John, what exactly does it mean to, quote, worship in spirit and truth?
Pretty basic, isn't it, Denny? And I will answer the question in a simple way. Spirit means with your attitude, with your heart, with your emotions. We could actually say spirited. In other words, all of our emotion, all of our love, all of our affection, all of our adoration ought to rise up within us so that we even shout, like the psalmist says, and make a joyful noise unto the Lord. So it's really the kind of worship that comes from the heart. Truth, that's obvious. Consistent with the revelation concerning God. In other words, we worship God as the God He is. We worship Him for His attributes and His actions. We worship Him for His character and for His conduct in the history of redemption. Worshiping God means praising Him for who He is, what He has done, and offering Him thanks for both. What that means is that my spirit has to be informed by the Word of God. The more you know about God revealed in Scripture, the more you know about His character and what He has done, the more spirited your worship will become. The knowledge of the Word is the motive for true worship.
You're listening to Bible Q&A with John MacArthur. If you'd like more information about John's New Testament commentaries, go to MacArthurCommentaries.com.